In studio with me, I have Dennis Ostrander. You are a physical therapist, and we're talking about the reality that when you play, and especially when you play in sports, sometimes there is injury to that. In fact, between 1.7 and 3 million sports-related concussions happen each year. So I guess the message is not to quit, but to be aware of playing safely. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you with us this morning, especially we are just, you know, in football season. We're watching this game, the tackles and all of that. We want to make sure that players are safe. So let's begin with, what is a concussion?
A concussion is a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump, a blow, a jolt to the head, or a hit to the body that causes the head and brain to move rapidly back and forth. The sudden movement can cause the brain to bounce around or twist in the skull, creating chemical changes in the brain and sometimes stretching and damaging brain cells.
Okay, so you just described pretty much motion, whether it's football, whether it's soccer, whether it's boxing, you know, that jolting around. Now, there's a lot of safety precautions that have been put into place. The way you tackle, unnecessary roughness. I mean, when we're watching the NFL, we are watching to make sure that those players are safe. There's also a protocol for a concussion. So we see if there's a potential for injury, instantly that person is off the field and they're being examined. When that happens, what are the physical therapists, what are the doctors on the sidelines looking for?
Typically, the doctors and the trainers are doing scans or screens that they're evaluating that athlete's ability to track eye movement. They're looking at visual changes or vestibular changes. So there's a series of tests they can do on the sideline. If they fail one of those tests, they're going to pull them from that game.
Now, we also, if they are pulled from that game, is there a protocol of therapy to recover from a brain injury?
Yeah, you know, with concussions, the old school thought was kind of to shut that patient down or shut that athlete down for a period of time until symptoms resolve. The newer research coming out, you know, it's short-term initial shutdown, shutdown from screens, TV, you know, but then a controlled reintroduction to stimuli and exertion. We use an exertional program in our clinics where signs and symptoms are closely monitored while patients are progressed over sessions with aerobic strengthening and flexibility exercises.
Wow. So when we talk about our brain being a muscle, you're treating it like a muscle in this rehabilitation approach.
Absolutely. Habituation back to stimuli that typically can overload a brain. With a concussion, it's kind of an energy crisis within the brain. So you're looking at, you know, some of the patients have issues with light sensitivity, motion sensitivity, nausea, dizziness. So you want to habituate those patients, those athletes, back to normal activity with controlled stimuli.
Do you have an average time that it takes to recover, or is it case by case?
No, it is case by case. Every concussion is different. I've had some athletes as short as, you know, within the week, and then some patients, motor vehicle accidents, someone that has six concussions, you know, it's going to take a little bit longer. It sounds high, but I actually have someone right now.
So is it like a building? I mean, if you've had one concussion, is the second concussion, does it build upon the first? Does it increasingly become worse? Or can you fully recover from each concussion that you might have?
You can fully recover, but you are more susceptible as the injuries occur. You know, this day and age, prevention is key. Proper equipment fitting, helmet fitting, proper training with technique, with tackling, hydration. Hydration is huge. You're more susceptible to concussions if you're dehydrated, fatigued, poor nutrition. You know, I was just listening to, heard something over the past couple of days about a new helmet being developed. It was a brain guard, and it's a two-shell helmet that's going to potentially reduce rotational forces on the brain by 25 to 40%.
Well, that's encouraging. I like that. Is there a certain way that the brain is hit? I've often heard like you suffer a more severe injury if you're hit on the side of your head because you just don't have the protection at your temples that you do in the front or the back. Does that transfer to concussions? Is there one place on your head that is more likely to cause a concussion?
there's so many variables that come into the concussion, you know, body type, condition the athlete is in. So it's just so variable relative to where you're hit, when you're hit, and how it's going to present.
Now, we've been talking about NFL, and of course, all eyes are on those players because the investment in those players, you want to keep them healthy. But when we look at younger kids playing ball, what should parents be aware of? You know, maybe it's a volunteer coach. Maybe they simply don't know what they don't know. So how can a parent be aware to ensure that their child is receiving the maximum safety for any potential injury?
You know, just knowing the baseline of their child, what's their baseline, you know, irritability level, emotional level? Do they see a change after a game? Do they see a change after a play? You know, you'd like to see baseline testing done on the younger athletes who are a little bit more susceptible to injury due to poor technique, due to you know, the potential for injury within any of the contact sports. But you'd love to see more baseline testing at a younger age group. What I'm seeing a lot is within the high schools, there's an impact baseline test in some of the high schools, so you know where that athlete is starting. And when you know where they're starting, it's easier to diagnose as you're going forward.
When it comes to high school, who has the accountability in determining when a player is eligible to get out there and play?
After a concussion?
Yes, like after a concussion. I mean, is there that little bit of just wiggle room?
Depends on the path they take. If they're, you know, it's generally the physician. Physician's going to determine the final. Athletic trainer at the school will have a part in that as well.
So that's good to have that level of accountability, because when it's your best player, man, it's, is it really that bad? Come on, doc.
Yeah.
And then what about other sports in terms of potential for injury? We hear soccer, you know, not to hit the ball with your head. Just as a go-to, is that dangerous as well?
You know, any contact sport, any 2 out of 10 high school athletes who play contact sports, including soccer, lacrosse, will suffer a concussion.
Really? Wow. And is there any evidence to show what the long-term effect on multiple concussions can do to the brain?
Just compounding issues and compounding effects down the road if they're not treated appropriately and correctly.
But the good news is that if caught early, if treated correctly, following the protocol and knowing the baseline for your child, those all sound very important in terms of just sustaining the health of the athlete.
Absolutely.
So anything else you want to share that I haven't asked you?
No, ma'am. I appreciate the time today.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you so very much, because sports, it's fun. We want to keep everybody's safety. Dennis Ostrander from Phoenix Rehabilitation, thank you so much. And you did mention automobile accidents. We need to remind everybody that we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday health. Got to protect your head and your brain.
Absolutely. Just wearing the seatbelt is the largest preventative measure for that.
Great advice. Thank you so much. Come back and see us again sometime.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.